T-Mobile.
2 Tango Mobile.
Back to you, JKT.
And your call went by me so fast I didn't catch it. I heard your voice and recognized that, but I didn't get the call.
2 Juliet Kilo Tango.
Okay, JKT, that's right, I remember now. It's a little bit yucky out here this afternoon, isn't it?
It's 85, and I can hardly see in front of me for all the water coming down.
But I gotta run out and pick up some things at the grocery store for my fiance. She's doing some cooking and making candy and cookies and all kinds of goodies, starting on the Christmas cooking.
I love it when my fiance cooks. She spent 2 days in the kitchen for Thanksgiving, and it was glorious, and she loves doing it. So, hey, it's a win-win all around.
She enjoys doing cookies and fudge and candy and all kinds of things like that, and cakes and bread. And since I like doing other types of cooking, I cook like that, too. So, you know, that's what we do, and also... And we're going to tie the knot in February, and we're here in the same place, so that all works out nice, too.
Congratulations on your impending nuptials. My fiancé and I are also probably going to get married sometime in February. We're just going to kind of elope a little bit. We have a friend who's an officiant who's just going to meet us at our favorite vineyard one day when we wake up and decide to do it. And just kind of like our wedding party will be whoever's at the vineyard that day.
We're both probably old enough to be your grandparents, if not your parents. And this will be second time for both of us. And she's been a widow for 2 years, and I've been a widower for about 12 years. And our preacher at the church we go to is going to be doing the service, and it's going to be on Valentine's Day on a Friday afternoon. And we've put out the invite to all my barbershop friends and all the people at church, so we don't know who's going to show up. We'll see whoever's there that afternoon when the wedding runs around.
That's going to be a fantastic and happy day for you both. I congratulate you thoroughly.
I appreciate it. Congratulations to you, too. I mean, like I said, this is at 77. It's going to be second for both of us, and, you know, it works out. We've discovered we are two people who enjoy each other immensely, you know?
I understand. It's our second time as well. I was married once before. She was married once before. She has a couple of kids from her first marriage. And, yeah, no, it just works out great. And we've been together for about 3 years now, and it's finally time. So we're just going to run up to the vineyard one day when we feel like it and get the paper signed and drink a glass of wine and enjoy the day.
I heard somebody breaking in there. Go ahead.
I hope she knows what she's getting into, Rusty. KB2A checks us.
She does there, Dave. She does. And all. What are you doing running around in this rain today?
Trying to fix stuff.
It's hard on you because you get wet. Go ahead, JKT.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot to mention that. But, yeah, I don't... did you say that your name was Dave?
Sir, Dave here, KB2HXS Mobile, in Simpsonville, heading to Gurr.
Talked to you once or twice before in the afternoon.
Man. Luckier than some. Go ahead, Rusty, say something nice.
Why should I say something nice after you came at me like that? Interesting, I just went by the VW dealer over here, and they have a new VW bus out now. Interesting. And I always wanted to have one of those years ago, the older style. But it looks like they've got buses out again. They've started making the VW bus again. That'll be interesting to see what kind of price tag that has. Well, you stay dry, Dave, and everything else, because, you know, you're planning to be at our house on Tuesday of next week. So, you know, when you come visit, I don't want you being wet or sick.
I'll be fine. It'll be fine. No worries, no worries. No, I'm down here in Simpsonville. So far, I'm pretty dry. I worked on one package unit up in Taylor's. Got a little wet there, but I got it done before it started raining real bad, so. Ian Greer, I'm heading home. I'm done for the day.
Yeah, on HVAC stuff in this weather either.
See, they got this. I'm cautious. If it's raining too hard, you know, I put it off. It's nothing worth risking my life with high voltage in the rain.
Risking my life with high voltage, rain or shine. So, you know, that's the way that is. And I've reached my intermediate point. And I'll be back on the air in about 5 or 6 minutes. W2T, bye. Go ahead, Eric, pick it up.
No worries, I'm just headed up. I'm getting off here in a little bit to head over to the Direct Tools outlet store on Woodruff Road here in a bit. I'm looking for the jump starter they've got. So, yeah, just a fun day driving in the rain. Put in my time at work and got my nice 86-mile drive home.
Man, that's one of my favorite stores. I get all my rigid stuff there, except for the ones they don't carry anymore, which I'm very upset. I used to get the 12-volt little impact that I use all the time. I still have one, but they don't make them anymore. And see you later, Rusty. See you in a little bit. Over to you, Eric. KB2HX says.
Back in the 12-volt stuff a little while ago. It's just all the 18-volt stuff now. So, although on the Ryobi brand, we've got the 4-volt USB lithium stuff coming out. Some of that's pretty neat, but, yeah, it's not going to be quite as punchy as the rigid stuff was at 12-volt.
To the Milwaukee stuff, I've got a Milwaukee impact, a little quarter-inch impact, and it's the fuel, the one that says fuel on the side. It's got a little button on the top, and you can actually change the speeds and the torque a little bit, and I tell you what, I've grown to like it. It's really nice. It kind of blows away the rigid.
Stuff is nice, but I can't. So I work at the Ryobi building. I'm in engineering there, so yeah, we get a pretty cool employee discount on stuff, but they don't really have it open up for Phil Milwaukee stuff yet. I'm hoping that'll change with the new CEO, but yeah, right now I can just get Ryobi and Ridge's stuff.
KB2HX, yeah. I like the rigid stuff. I really do. I've got the rest of the tools are all rigid. My impact drill, you know, the big hammer drill. I've got I have an assortment of stuff, but I really like the 12 volt, and they did away with them, which really kind of the 18 volt ones are nice, but sometimes they're just a little bit too big and cumbersome to get into different locations.
I get it totally, but. Yeah, you know, I guess I wasn't around for that decision, I don't think, but, some of the stuff we're making lately is a little bit more stubby. I know we've got, a stubby 3/8-inch impact wrench and a couple of right-angle impact wrenches for trying to get into tight spots, but, yeah, that 12-volt stuff was a nice small form factor and can get into tight spots pretty good.
Yeah, I actually found it online under another name, AEG, I think it is. I think it's an Australian brand or something.
And a European version.
Yep, that's right. I'm kind of upset that they got rid of this awful stuff. I really liked it. I'm like, why?
Change as we go, but yeah, no, the stuff we make today is pretty good. I'm looking forward to trying this jump pack that we're making. A buddy of mine wants one, but I'm going to buy one for him on my way home, and I'm going to try it out. See how well it does stuff. I've got a lawnmower that's got a dead battery in it, so it'll be perfect for it.
Oh, and congratulations on your relationship. I heard you guys talking a little bit. I'm married to my second wife also, and it's been 16 good years. So it's go for it.
We can't wait. It's been a long time coming. You know, we knew the day we met, but, it just takes a lot of logistics because I was living down in Seneca, and she lived up in Shelby. And so, you know, I bought a house up in Shelby, moved up there, and then, we're basically staying together now. Her neighbors decided to sell their house, so I bought it. And so now we got our nice little compound there, and we got our 6 dogs and our 3-legged cat and her 2 kids, and just been settling in. And, we'll finally have some time to get it done this, this winter.
Excellent. Well, congratulations.
traffic's getting a little ornery here, so I'm going to sign off for a few minutes and deal with that. But it was good talking to you, David, and I'll be back in a little bit once I get off the road here and get my tool stop done and get back on here. So maybe I'll talk to you a little later. 73 for now, W2JKT.
Hi, now where did the 2 call come from, just real quick? What part?
And then we moved to New Paltz, upstate, when I was 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah, I grew up on Long Island. That's where my 2 call comes from. So, okay, good. We're going to overtake the repeater, and they're not going to yell at us. Okay, good deal. Okay, Eric. We'll catch you in a little while. KB2HX.
JKT, clear for now.